Watchdog, 515 voters registered twice in six Minnesota counties. By John Binder on September 30, 2022. Six counties across Minnesota have more than 500 duplicate registrations on their voter rolls, an election watchdog group alleges in multiple complaints. This week, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, filed six complaints in six counties across Minnesota for allegedly keeping duplicate registrations on their voter rolls. For mail-in voting purposes, such registrations allow one voter to be mailed multiple ballots. This week, we filed six Help America Vote Act complaints in six Minnesota counties with a total of 515 duplicate registrants on the county voter roll, PILF President J. Christian Adams said in a statement. No cases like these have ever been filed before in states exempted from the list maintenance requirement of the National Voter Registration Act. Through the Help America Vote Act, the Public Interest Legal Foundation innovatively found a way to fix the problem of duplicate registrations in Minnesota. In Nicolet County, as Breitbart News reported, four residents are allegedly registered to vote twice, including convicted felon Demaine Allen Kingbird, a violent sexual offender who is considered mentally ill and dangerous by state officials. A recent risk assessment of Kingbird revealed that as a minor, in 1999, he sexually abused a 13-year-old girl. In 2017, Kingbird pleaded guilty to dragging a woman by her hair into the bathroom of a residence in Bemidji, Minnesota, before beating her unconscious, raping her, and then stabbing her with a weapon. Kingbird served 45 months in prison and was required to register as a sex predator. Kingbird, according to PILF, voted twice in the 2020 election. Likewise, in Hennepin County, PILF alleges that 334 residents have been kept on the voter rolls who are registered twice to vote. In Ramsey County, 62 residents are registered twice, along with 73 residents in Dakota County, 22 residents in Todd County, and 15 residents in Olmsted County. Duplicate registrations, along with dead people, on state voter rolls are not uncommon. In New Jersey, a recent PILF analysis found that nearly 2,400 registrants on the state's voter rolls were listed as being 105 years or older in age. A similar case from 2019 revealed that more than 2,500 dead registrants remained on voter rolls in Detroit, Michigan, ahead of the 2020 election. Last year, Pennsylvania officials were forced to purge at least 21,000 dead registrants who had been kept on the state's voter rolls. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.